And Iranian naval forces detect a U.S. nuclear submarine in the Persian Gulf waters. You're watching World News here on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, our top story is about a flotilla of ships carrying aid for Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. It has finally set off for the besieged enclave. The flotilla consists of 9 ships carrying some 10,000 tons of supplies. Organizations from 50 countries are trying to reach Gaza by sea to break Israel's siege. Volunteers, including several European politicians, are on board the ships. Israel has described the move as a, quote, cheap political stunt. It has threatened to divert the ships to its southern port of Ashdod and detain those on board. Palestinian officials in Gaza say Israel has no right to act against the activists.
We do believe that Israel has no right to intercept them or to act against them, and this would be a kind of piracy, and this would be a crime against the humanitarian law and all the conventions that Israel has signed on. Israel has no right to do such a thing, and these attempts are just desperate attempts by the Zionist entity to frighten the Solidarity activists and to determine their attempt to arrive to the Gaza Strip and bring the needed vital aid for the people of Gaza, who have been under siege for almost 4 years now.
Well, elected Hamas premier has told Press TV that Gaza will welcome the aid flotilla due in the coastal city soon.
The move is highly appreciated by the Palestinian people. We demand that the international community should back this flotilla. We want all nations to help put an end to Israel's siege of Gaza, which violates all international laws and conventions.
Well, for more on this, we're being joined by our correspondent in Gaza, Ashraf Shannon. Now, Ashraf, when is the convoy expected to reach Gaza, and what preparations have been made for that?
Yes, Kaniz, the Gaza government officials say they expect the convoy, if they face no problem at mid-sea by the Israelis or by the weather, by late Saturday evening. The preparations basically for the past 3 weeks, the Ministry of Local Works and international NGOs like IHH, the Turkish NGO that's been sponsoring the nine ships that are coming to Gaza, they paved the way in the fisherman's port behind me, which is a small port with sand, and they compacted it so trucks can go in and out. They tried to deepen the shallow waters of this pier as much as they can, but still only medium-sized ships can come in. They also built from scrap metal and from recycled metal two buoys, big buoys that can carry up to 35 metric tons of aid, so they can take it out at sea to meet the big ships and bring the aid and tug it here outside. At the same time, what we hear from our colleagues, foreign journalists in Israel, they say that the Israelis have set up a detention camp and near the Ashdod port that can accommodate 800 people, and that the Israelis are planning to send ships with the Israeli civilians on them to meet the flotilla in order not to embarrass their army.
Right. Now, Ashraf, before we discuss Israel's actions, tell us, how important is the aid carried by the ships for the people of Gaza?
Well, hopefully when these ships arrive, it actually coincides with almost the third year of Israeli siege, which is also been helped by the Egyptians on the southern border of Gaza. It's very important that this symbolic move with the cement and the building materials to come in and partially fix some of the homes that were destroyed during Israel's 22-day on this besieged coastal enclave.
Right now, Israel has threatened that it will not allow the convoy to reach Gaza. You earlier mentioned they've set up a detention camp for those on board. Now, is there a plan B for the people in the flotilla if the Israelis put up resistance?
Well, as far as I know, the people on the flotilla, from the information we got, that they will refuse to go through Israeli port. So it's very likely, highly likely, that there will be confrontation with the Israeli Navy or the Israeli Army.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Press TV's Ashraf Shannon giving us an update about the Gaza aid convoy that is due to reach, as he mentioned, late evening on Wednesday. Many thanks indeed for that update there. Now, moving on now, an Israeli air raid has wounded 6 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Our correspondent says Israeli Apache helicopters fired 2 rockets into east of the Gaza City. Those wounded are reportedly farmers. On Wednesday, Israeli forces opened fire on Palestinians in the besieged territory, injuring 3. A day earlier, 16 people, including children, were also wounded when Israeli warplanes targeted different parts of the Gaza Strip. Well, the U.S. president has promised to hold BP responsible for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill.
As far as I'm concerned, BP is responsible for this horrific disaster, and we will hold them fully accountable on behalf of the United States, as well as the people and communities victimized by this tragedy. We will demand that they pay every dime they owe for the damage they've done and the painful losses that they've caused.
Well, during a news conference at the White House, Barack Obama admitted that the U.S. was short of the technology to deal with the crisis. He also announced the suspension of 2 planned oil explorations off the coast of Alaska. Earlier, a panel of U.S. scientists found that between 12 to 25,000 barrels of oil is leaking into the Gulf waters every day. Meanwhile, the head of the agency overseeing U.S. offshore drilling has quit over the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, moving on, Russia says the nuclear fuel swap declaration between Iran, Brazil and Turkey is in line with the peaceful settlement of Tehran's nuclear program.
This mechanism responds to the interests of the peaceful settlement of the Iranian nuclear program. Therefore, we are for doing everything necessary to realize it. There are no 100% guarantees. A lot will depend how the Iranian side will approach its commitments. If it is to strictly follow them, then Russia will actively support the realization of the mechanism proposed by Brazil and Turkey.
Well, meanwhile, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has described the proposed deal as a positive step. Earlier, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman said rejecting the agreement is unreasonable. He said U.S. pressure for fresh sanctions against Iran is creating, quote, an absurd situation. Under the declaration brokered by Brazil and Turkey, the Islamic Republic has agreed to exchange some of its low-enriched uranium stocks with higher-enriched fuel in Turkey. Well, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says her country has very serious disagreements with Brazil on Iran's nuclear program. Clinton has accused Brazil of buying time for Iran to avoid international unity.
Certainly, we have very serious disagreements with Brazil's diplomacy vis-a-vis Iran. And we have told President Lula, I've told my counterpart, the foreign minister, that we think buying time for Iran, enabling Iran to avoid international unity with respect to their nuclear program, makes the world more dangerous, not less. They have a different perspective on what they see they're doing.
Well, Brazil has repeatedly stressed on the importance of a nuclear fuel declaration brokered by Turkey and Brazil in Tehran earlier this month. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has reiterated that the Tehran Declaration makes sanctions unnecessary. Meanwhile, the Turkish premier has slammed the critics of the Tehran Declaration. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the critics are, quote, envious because Brazil and Turkey achieved in Tehran what other countries had been uselessly negotiating for many years. Iranian naval forces have detected a U.S. nuclear submarine in the Persian Gulf waters. Well, the nuclear-armed and powered vessel was spotted in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Iranian patrols identified it as an American ship after a radio telecommunication. There are currently 48 logistic and 18 combat U.S. vessels in the Persian Gulf waters, among them the USS Eisenhower aircraft carrier. In 2009, a U.S. Navy Los Angeles-class nuclear-powered submarine collided with a San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock in the same strait. The incident caused a spillage of nearly 25,000 gallons of diesel fuel. In 2007, another U.S. nuclear vessel, Newport News, while traveling submerged, collided with a huge Japanese crude tanker in the south of the strait. Experts are concerned that the presence of such submarines poses a danger, ultimately, of nuclear pollution to the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf, both
like
major
Gulf,
world
where,
energy transit
or the
routes.
Sea of Oman, where you have shallow waters and you have a situation where 40% of the world energy passes through the strait, then they can certainly be a hazard, because you know, at areas there we have a depth of less than 100 meters, so they can be hazardous. But whether it's the nuclear reactors which are of a hazard or whether they can cause accidents is to be mulled.
Well, a top U.S. general has promised full support to Seoul in its confrontation with the North over the sinking of a South Korean warship.
Like so much, that is... This was an unprecedented act by North Korea and is under investigation as a violation of the Armistice Agreement.
Honor our fallen.
We pledge to continue to support, along with the international community, to the Republic of Korea, and to support President Lee's announcement that he will bring this issue to the United Nations Security Council.
Well, tensions rose between the two Koreas after an international team blamed the North for the sinking of a South Korean warship in March. The accusation provoked angry reactions from the North. On Thursday, Pyongyang said it will scrap an agreement to prevent accidental naval clashes with South Korea. The North Korean military has also warned of an immediate attack if the South violates the disputed Yellow Sea border. The warning comes as the South Korean Navy conducts a major military exercise near the sea border with the North. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick reminder of the headlines this hour. Israel threatens to use force to prevent a flotilla of aid from getting to Gaza. President Obama defends his response to the oil spill crisis amid anger and criticism. Russia says the Tehran Declaration is in line with peaceful settlement of Iran's nuclear program.
The scheme отвечает интересам мирного урегулирования иранской ядерной проблемы.
And Iranian naval forces detect a U.S. nuclear submarine in the Persian Gulf waters.